Okay, I'd like to invite those remaining to come to the witness stand that have not yet had a chance to speak.
Okay, if it's okay, I'll begin.
Okay, great.
I'm Doug Burton, president of Vest Pocket Business Coalition, and again, thank you for getting to us before lunch, as our time is limited as well. And we do appreciate as well all of the challenge that you have in dealing with tax reform. The issue that is of most importance to us is the property taxation of business personal property. Tell you a little bit about our organization. Vest Pocket Business Coalition is a collaborative association of Utah's locally owned independent businesses. So these are the neighborhood cafes and independent bookstores and small stores that lend a sense of a unique flavor and a sense of place to our neighborhoods. These are the stores that people love to go and visit. And a good number of our members are in the retail and light manufacturing business and are burdened by both the tax from the standpoint of paying the tax, the personal business property tax, and also in the sheer time required to complete the forms, locate and inventory all of the property that's necessary to do that. One such business that has come to us and asked us for help and to speak for them is Salt Lake Culinary Center. They own a large amount of cooking equipment, appliances, pots and pans, all kinds of physical small items that every year have to be located and counted, inventoried, paid personal business property tax on. And as the owner of a small business myself, and all of our board members, in fact, understand the unique challenges involved with running a small business, an independently owned business in Utah, and just the time that's involved with complying with this particular tax creates an undue burden. Every year we have a yearly advocacy planning session in October where we talk to our members, find out what the pain points are, what things we can help them with, how we can help make running a small business easier for them in Utah. And this year, the number one pain point that everyone at our advocacy meeting in October talked about was this property tax issue. And so we spent a good deal of time talking about that. And some of the examples of the items taxed in the personal property tax audits that we find interesting are the taxation of artwork hanging in a tea shop, artwork that the tea shop didn't own and in fact was on loan from an artist. Another was an antique dining table of a business owner. The table had been passed down for generations. It was in the business owner's home, and it was subject to taxation because a set of business plans sat atop the dining table for a few minutes while the business owner met with the tax auditor. So this is a type of taxation that we feel is overly punitive, and we don't believe that it represents the commitment that Utahns have for supporting small businesses. Many of these are family-run businesses that have been in these families for generations. So we certainly support modernization of the tax code, and I want to yield now to two of our members, board members, in fact, Carol Elliott with Paletti, and first John Lair, who's the owner of Momentum Recycling. If you don't have any questions for me, or we can save those to the end.
No lights. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay.
Thank you, guys. I'm John Lair, president, CEO of Momentum Recycling. Amongst other services we provide in the area, we do all the glass recycling in the state of Utah and the wider Intermountain region, in fact. We're a very asset-heavy business, very akin to a manufacturer, and so the issue that we have with this is really twofold. One is it's sort of an issue of inequity. As a business with conveyors and hoppers and screeners and crushers, we pay tax that our friends with a similar revenue profile in software development and professional services don't pay. So there's a built-in inequity as we talk about tangible personal property that's taxed, whereas intangible is not. Also, in the inequity is the way that the tax is enforced. I know that's more of a county level issue in the way that this is implemented, but that is not implemented in a in a way that every business is paying. There are many businesses that aren't even aware of this tax. They've never paid it or haven't paid it for years. They first learn about it when the auditor actually comes into their business. That's when they first are informed that they actually have to be paying this tax, and they haven't for years, and there's no penalty or no requirement to go back and pay those prior years. So, and I'm not saying that's what we need to fix, but ultimately what happens is some businesses pay and some businesses don't. And that's just not equitable, I think, in my opinion. Finally, I understand that repealing such a tax requires a constitutional amendment in the state, so it'd be pretty high hurdle to overcome. In the absence of that, perhaps we could consider some modifications that would soften this. In our case, the recycling industry has seen a lot of rough years. In fact, 2018 is looking to be the roughest year that we've faced. In 2016, we had a loss in our business, and yet we still had to pay $32,000 in business personal property taxes. We had to borrow money and lay off an employee in order to cover this tax. That's not how it should work in the state of Utah. So I would encourage the committee to consider modifications to this bill that could soften the requirements for this tax for businesses that might be experiencing business loss, that perhaps there could be an exemption for such businesses. Also, other ideas that you may consider along the way to continue to soften this. I think another suggestion has been made to exempt smaller dollar purchase items. We would support that as well. But in general, softening the impact on businesses and doing what you can to address the inequity of the tax would be most welcome. And again, I thank you for your time and your work on this issue.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Carol Elliott. I own Paletti, which is a women's clothing store, and I'm here to be a voice for local small business. As we have said with Best Pocket, we are a coalition of local small business, which, as we all know, is the driver of employment. Small business hires more people and it keeps them employed, and money that's spent in local business stays in the cities and in the state. And we are the ones that hire other local businesses to do services. So tangible personal property tax is another tax that local small businesses have to pay. I don't have a great amount more to say than John did. We want fairness. We want equal the tax to be fair to all of us. We think that having to count how many hangers we have and pay tax on a hanger over and over or on a fixture every year is just carrying things a little bit too far. We also are believers that taxes should not put local small businesses out of business. So though we agree with the taxes and that they're not going to be overturned, we want you to hear us that let's look at it, see if there's some modifications or some changes that can make it much fairer for the small business community.
Thank you very much for expressing your concerns and issues. Largely the issue you've been talking about is item number 10, personal property tax, which there has been expressed some desire to modify. At this point, there hasn't been any discussion about completely repealing it, given some of those constitutional issues, but at least potentially modifying it. So thank you for making the time to come to the Capitol today and letting your voice be heard, and we'll keep... Oh, I'm excuse me. Representative Sagers has a question.
Thank you, Chairman. It's basically a comment. At one point in time in my career, I owned a small business where I had 12 employees. It was somewhat unique in what we did, much like what you're doing. And my question is, how do we find complete equity with the large diversity of everything we have going on in our economy? That seems almost impossible, not extremely difficult. I appreciate your comments very quickly. Thank you.
So the other issue that we have with regards to small business, and I think this is what you're talking about, the small business versus large corporations. Is that what you're talking about? You know, many large corporations like Amazon, you know, when they're considering locating a second headquarters here, and, you know, there's on the table possibly some huge tax abatements and incentives for them to relocate here. Our question becomes, you know, if the reasoning behind that is that they bring jobs to the community and say they bring 1,000 jobs, why are those 1,000 jobs more valuable than 1,000 jobs created by small business owners, say 10 or 100 small business owners each creating 10 jobs each? To us, there's equal value in some cases because it's diversification of within an industry or industries. The 100 businesses providing 1,000 jobs is even more valuable. So that's something we're always challenged with understanding is how we can make the playing field more level for small businesses and for independently owned businesses.
If I could add for a moment, I think, you know, short of a repeal, which we've already talked about as being a pretty high hurdle, unlikely hurdle, we're not going to get complete equality. I think you have a very good point. Again, my analogy of a software developer being different than a recycler, you know, I think there's a lot of examples out there that you could use to illustrate the inequity and how hard it would be to achieve perfect equity. I don't think perfection is something we should set as the only outcome, only desired outcome. I think we can do a lot of things, small things, to reduce the inequity, short of, as I mentioned, the kind of impossible repeal. Thank you.
I appreciate it. I hope you recognize that in our short period of time we have to do things like this. We're small business people. We have jobs and other commitments as well. So we appreciate your input and ask you to continue to work with us and just be patient. It's a difficult job and it's a complex issue. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now recess for approximately 20 minutes. We will reconvene at a quarter till the hour, and the lunch is in the North Hall for the committee members. So we will try to start promptly at quarter till. Thank you.